A new group of undocumented migrants is showing up in the Bay Area. West Africans used to go mostly to Europe, but they say it's become tougher to get by there. So now they're risking the long, dangerous journey to the U.S. And once they get to the border, new difficulties begin, as KQED's Catherine Monahan reports.
At the Home Depot in Emeryville, a young man from Senegal is sliding boards onto the top of a pickup truck. It's a way to make a few bucks from customers who want help loading their purchases.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Good luck. Bonne chance.
In the corner of the parking lot, about 10 other recently arrived migrants are chatting in Wolof while they wait their turn. One of them is 25-year-old Pop, who is using his nickname because of his undocumented status.
Nous n'aimons pas quitter notre cher pays qui est le Sénégal.
He tells me in French, they didn't want to leave Senegal, but the conditions pushed them out. Political violence has shaken Senegal in recent years, and unemployment is high. So Pop became one of nearly 30,000 Senegalese to cross the U.S.-Mexico border just in the last 2 years, up from almost none before then. First, he flew to Nicaragua, where analysts say the government is facilitating migration to the U.S., partly in retaliation against U.S. sanctions. A chain of smugglers then brought Pop through Honduras, Guatemala, and Mexico, demanding more and more money along the way. He says they were like mafia, high-level criminals, threatening him and his fellow migrants with machetes and guns. If he died there, he wondered, how would his family even know? After about a month, Pop arrived in Tijuana and surrendered himself to U.S. Border Patrol. To his shock, agents chained him by the wrists and ankles and put him in detention.
These are people who have no criminal background, you know, whatsoever.
Adubu Traore directs the African Advocacy Network in San Francisco, which helps the growing number of African migrants in the Bay Area.
I think, well, I didn't kill anybody, I didn't steal, I didn't hurt anybody.
Advocacy groups report that black migrants in immigration detention centers are more likely to be put into solitary confinement or denied medical treatment, or assaulted. And then after release, Traore says, they remain at a disadvantage. Even those like Pop, who have a university education.
Black migrants, particularly on the West Coast, we're kind of invisible. We are heavily, heavily underemployed, and this is such a waste, because how can you leave all these bright young people, you know, on the sidewalk?
To apply for asylum, migrants must complete a 12-page form in English. That was hard enough for Pop, who speaks French, but many West Africans need translation into their unique tribal languages. Maria Ryan is an immigration attorney with the African Advocacy Network.
Immigration law is really complex, and really, like, what we find is they don't even understand what they're supposed to be doing.
The current surge in migration means that many pro bono translation and legal services are stretched thin. Back at the Emeryville Home Depot, Pop is finishing up a day of work. He wants to apologize to Americans for crossing the border illegally, but he asks that we understand his humanity. His dream is to continue his education and get a master's in business administration. But for now, he says, he just has to work. In Emeryville, I'm Catherine Monahan, KQED News.